This is the Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
Presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick and Mike Dempsey look back at today's Jaguars game, as well as the rest of the NFL, and take your phone calls. The Jaguar Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Brooks Rehabilitation, Farrah & Farrah, Geico, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show,
presented by FanDuel,
begins right now.
Welcome into the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. The Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Phone lines are open, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. The Jaguars rally for a win at home on Thursday night against the division rival Tennessee Titans, 19-13 the final. They scored the final 10 points of the game. They closed the game defensively with just some really fantastic play. The forced fumble, the sack to end the game, a couple of punts before that to keep the game real close. And, you know, a full team effort got it done tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier.
Special teams.
Special teams played a big role in this, obviously, with the return, JP. And the first turnover of the game where Blake Bortles fumbles, defense immediately on the field forced a three and out. You know, didn't let Tennessee take advantage of that circumstance. You know, Jags kind of mucked around a little bit with the offense and installed in the red zone once again. Lots of questionable play calling to run three consecutive times with Denard Robinson from the 7-yard line. But ultimately, you know, you can take that and assess it in victory a lot easier than you can in defeat. If you want to look for one or two things that got you beat, well, you know, that's the Titans' problem tonight.
That's
you know,
right.
Yeah. And we're happy to have that be their problem tonight. I mean, doesn't it feel good? You got to tell me, there should be five lines lit up right now because there's not a single Jaguar fan who's asleep at this moment. They shouldn't be anywhere. I mean, come on. Primetime game. You won three out of four games now. It hasn't been pretty, but they're a much better sight to win some, you know, close, call them ugly, call them whatever you want, because there's no such thing as a pretty loss, right? So I'll take the ugliest victory out there over the prettiest loss you can put together. And for the Jags, man, I mean, they took advantage. The opportunity was there. Got two wins in 5 days. So, you know, look, it hasn't been a perfect season, but it's trending in the right direction right now. Enjoy it.
I am.
All right.
I'm enjoying it right now.
Let's
I'm happy as a clam.
Get out there. 355-NFL1 is the number, and let's give him the honor. Saqib on the south side. Let's see what kind of mood he's in tonight. What's up, Saqib? How are you?
What's up, boys?
Hey, man.
You tell us.
Hey, man. I lost my voice a little bit, so I'm not
I might have done that too, by the way, down the stretch. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be negative, but the play calling needs to just get a little better. That the with the Denard, you know what I mean? The three straight runs, you know what I mean? You got a 6'6" tight end. I would go to him any day. You got one of the best two wide receivers in NFL. I would always go to these young Allens. So they just need to figure that out, like, really quick. But, I mean, I'm so excited. The fans were amazing tonight, man. It was a great night to be a Jag, and I can't wait till Houston loses, and I can't wait till the Indianapolis Colts lose. Go, Jags. Let's do this.
First All right, place, Saqib. Thank you, buddy.
Saqib bringing the heat. First call.
Overall, JP, I didn't think the play calling was bad at all. Now, that was a bad sequence. Or it's not even that the first and second down runs bother me. It's just third down from the two. Denard's not your power back. I mean, you're not getting a ton of push.
There's
there.
No such thing as a power back right now for,
right,
the
for this team.
Right?
So, I mean, I just thought you have so, as he said, you have so many options. But look, in the end, that's one play. I thought the play, Walters didn't throw a good pass, but that was a brilliant play. Well timed play call, right area of the field. It was
open.
It was open. I mean, yeah. That was a magnificent play call and play designed by Greg Olsen there. I thought he had a pretty good game tonight. I mean, look, Blake wasn't super sharp. Blake probably could have had more yardage. The receivers could have had a little bit more run after the catch. He was just off even on some of his completions tonight, but still ended up completing over two-thirds of his passes. So much better step in the right direction compared to last week, I thought.
This whole short yardage running thing is going to be a thing until they just figure out a way, and it's going to take time. I know it's, what are we doing? 10 games into the season now. That's enough time, it seems like, right? But they've tried it a couple different ways. The London way didn't work. They tried it tonight, didn't work. A couple different. They tried to throw it last week, didn't work. You know, so They're going to keep trying different ways until they get something accomplished on short yardage.
That Julius Thomas fellow.
That worked. That
worked. And, yeah. You know, I think on third and two, I'm looking in his direction. I'm looking in 15's direction. One of those guys is going to get a look from it. Let's get out to San Marco. Daryl checking in next on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
What do you think about the defense tonight?
I thought they were great in the second half. I mean, after the touchdown run to open the second half, then they got them to fourth down. They decided to try the 53-yarder, missed it. They forced a punt. They forced a three and out. They got a fumble recovery and the sack to end the game on the final four drives.
Yeah, what do you think, Daryl, about the defense?
Well, you know, I think right now with the timing of the, you know, the division and where we're at, I think it's ripe for the picking. I think, you know, we're a couple of good plays away from taking the division and being the playoffs.
It's right there for him, you know. I mean, honestly, this is going to be the cliche of the night. You got to take them one at a time, right? And that's, but seriously,
literally,
if you can go out and beat San Diego next, and you don't have to even start thinking about that for a couple of days, but if you can do that, I mean, just 1 week at a time, see where you stand, and boy, it would be great. It would be so good if the Colts and the Texans both fall on their face this weekend with backup quarterbacks playing for them.
Then it's a race to the finish.
Right. I mean, then you really do have it in your hands then if you're the Jags, because you get to play the entire division again, and you get to control head-to-head. They can't get ahead of you if you keep winning at that point in time. Now, I don't expect them to win out, but it's in their hands to some large degree. And I agree. Look, JP, you're not going to play a perfect game on defense, but other than the drive with the two pass interference penalties that set them up, I thought they played magnificently tonight, honestly.
Absolutely. And go back to the first half. They forced a couple of field goals there after a couple of nine-play drives. They get the ball, you know, midway and just can't get – they get Bryn's red zone. They can't score, so they have to settle for field goals. Couple three and outs after that. Into the half. I mean, I think it was an all-around solid game for this defense.
Let's get one more in here before we break. Ray in St. Augustine. Oh, Ray's
Ray.
Not in St. Augustine.
Hey, Ray.
Let's do away with that. There we go. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. Where are we going to go? Andrew is in Mandarin, it appears, and let's get him on board the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Awesome.
Hey, yeah. I just have two things to really talk about. First, Julius Thomas. I mean, considering the fact we have these high expectations of him, and, you know, he got hurt, and the Tampa Bay game wasn't that great. I mean, he did what he had to do tonight, and it was awesome to look at. And secondly, I mean, the way they fought back, and usually as a Jaguars fan for the last couple seasons, at this point when they're 13-9, you'd probably think, oh, the game's over with, but they fought way back, and, like, I think you can really start believing this team is better. I mean, like, after these comeback wins and the way they're just fighting back, it's great. And, I mean, it's finally something to be proud of, you know. It's after these years of just grinding and losing, I mean, grinding back and winning these games, it's great. And I just want to say that. I'm really happy. I mean, I can't say anything else. It's going to be a great holiday, guys. And thank you so much, guys.
Have hey, thank one. You, buddy. Appreciate you checking in, Andrew. I mean, I would expect – look, it's not perfect, JP. Even Saqib could find some – flaw in the victory,
right.
But
yeah.
I think Jag fans are pretty darn happy tonight, and I hope a lot of them planned ahead and took Friday off.
Phone lines are open, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. More of your calls coming up. If you incur emergency flood damage in your home or business, don't sit on the sideline. Call the team the Jags trust. Surf Pro of Arlington and Surf Pro of Jacksonville South at 721-2230, like it never happened. Back in a moment. It's the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
Jags win at 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans to improve to 4-6. Titans fall to 2-8. And everybody's rooting for the Jets and the Falcons this Sunday. If those two teams win, then the Jaguars are tied for first place in the AFC South. Phone lines lit up, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351, Mike.
You know, it's always a big time when you're a kid, when your favorite uncle drops by for a visit, right? You know how that goes?
Everybody has the favorite uncle and the weird uncle.
And sometimes they're the same guy. You never know. Let's head out to San Antonio. Uncle Chaps doing us the honor of checking in on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. What's up, Chaps?
Hello, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Great, you?
We're doing fantastic. What's going on?
You guys sound even more handsome than you usually do. Can I say that, first of all?
Oh, sure.
That's fair.
I think that's an accurate statement, actually.
Yeah. So tonight, my feed went down when I first started watching the game, because you know I haven't paid for cable in like 3 years. So my feed went down, and I was irate for like the first half. Then I found a good feed, and I thought we were going to lose. And my family's gone, so I could actually yell and be very, very excited while I drank my bourbon slowly, nicely, and chilled. And I just wanted to say that I think tonight, I thought last week we turned the corner because we used to know how to lose, but it shows the last 2 weeks that we're actually learning how to win. Like, we shouldn't have won the last 2 weeks, and we did, and that's so not Jaguars.
It's the new Jaguars, yeah, Chaps.
That's right. It is now, Chaps.
Yeah, and I mean, I couldn't be more happy. And I think that people expect us to lose, and I think that even the fan base, you could see that we were within three in the third quarter, and you could feel it on Twitter that you're expecting to lose. And then something happened. Then Rashad Greene happened, and then it was like, oh, my God, we might win another game. We won two games in a row. And I think people are looking out for us now. And we turned the corner. I'm back on the Gus bus, baby.
Welcome aboard, Chaps.
But I'm back on the Gus bus.
What was your reaction when Green had the punt return, Chaps?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's suitable for radio, okay, but it was very, very excited. Like, as soon as the punt came off shallow and it came down low, I thought that we had a chance. And I thought once he got in, I was like, okay, this is a chance for Greg Olsen to redeem himself and a chance for Bortles in the offense to redeem himself by having a shot within 7 yards to go for something. And then I thought it was a very, very courageous move to go out and come out five wide at that point after you came with Denard and went and got stuffed three times in a row to say, okay, we're going to change it up. It was smart. And then to immediately go to your tight end that you paid $40 million for, and it worked out, I thought it was beautiful. It was about time that that happened, and I thought that was a huge lift for the team. And then the defense, I mean, for as much as maligned as Bob Babich was and Gus was for the defense, to only give up 13 points, no matter who the wide receivers are in the NFL, that's a good defensive effort. I mean, and then House, after getting benched, coming back with the 2 weeks in a row like he had, I mean, it gives you hope as a Jaguars fan. I haven't felt this way since 2007. I mean, I lived in Japan in 2007. You just have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch the games, and I haven't felt this excited about the Jaguars since 2007.
Chaps, we're happy you're happy, buddy.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I'm telling you, I haven't been through the moon about the Jaguars, and it's rough because I live right in the middle of Cowboys fans and Texans fans. So if you think there's a bastion of Jaguars fans here, it's not the case at all. And so we have a better record than the Cowboys, and on Sunday we'll have the same record as the Texans. And then the week after that, I will walk around and go to the gym with my Jaguars shirt on, proud that I have the best record of any team around.
There you have it, Uncle Chaps.
Chaps,
call.
Have a great 10 days, bud. Enjoy it.
Oh, no doubt. It's victory 10 days.
Yeah, victory week and a half. Yeah, Uncle Chaps in San Antonio. He did shatter my illusion that San Antonio was crawling with Jaguar fans, though.
I thought it was.
For some reason.
Yeah.
I thought that was the case. Apparently not.
I have a feeling there's an ice cream sandwich video coming soon from Chaps.
Love it. Yes. Absolutely love it. Glad he could check in. All right. Let's go to Aaron in St. Johns County next up here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Doing great with the Jaguars win.
Little W never hurt, right?
That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, I want to say, first off, the stadium experience tonight was awesome. I feel like the fans are really into it. It was really enjoyable. The shame on the guy in front of me who walked out with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
What?
He deserves to walk back to his car and not see that win. But I just wanted to give a little bit of love to Roy Miller. I thought he had a hell of a game. The Cinderic marched out. I know it's a big loss, but I thought Miller filled the gap pretty well. I don't know what y'all thought about that.
You know, I think you're right. I, it's going to go down as a sack for Aaron Colvin. They're going to watch that film in the film room, and they're going to give Roy Miller the credit for that sack,
yeah,
too.
And it's a little different role. Roy is more of a nose type. But they do rotate some guys in. Avery Jones was in there at one point. Tyson Alualu started the game at that three-technique position. So it is a team effort there. And they all – I mean, Roy's been playing great ball all year.
Yeah, I think he did have a really good game
tonight.
No doubt. Odrick was so quick on the sack that the move he put on – it's like, wow, I really didn't know he could move as quickly as he did.
Well,
so
I don't think he has.
You know, Branch had a pretty good game tonight. You know, he popped up on a couple of occasions, certainly the last occasion tonight. So, look, it's going to take that, though, right? No, Derek Marks is not coming back. You know, you're going to lose some guys along the way. But, JP, to get Rashad Green back, and, you know, we saw a flash of return ability from him earlier in the year, but then you see him and you're like, man, they could have had this the whole season, right? And what that could have done for them, and just as many close games they played might have swung another game in their favor. So you're starting to see some of these pieces. You're starting to see Cyprian now playing much more consistently. Yeah, he got burned by Delanie Walker in the first half. Unfortunately, Mariota overthrew him, but I thought he made lot of vicious tackles.
Tackles. Him and Telvin Smith making sure tackles tonight.
Right.
The guys aren't getting by them. Once they have them, they're not going anywhere.
Some of these young players are starting to show up over the last few weeks, and it's nice to see it paying off with W's.
I like it. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Kiss Game Day parking hassles goodbye with the JTA Stadium Shuttle. 5 convenient park and ride lots to choose from for Jags games with tickets starting at $7. Visit jtafla.com for more information. More of the FanDuel Scoreboard Show after this on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
The FanDuel Scoreboard Show continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, your calls coming up. Time for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Well, a couple of real notables we've heard out of the reporting tonight out of the Jags locker room. Zane Beadle is being evaluated for a concussion, the Jaguars left guard. And auto linebacker Dan Scuda re-injured the groin. Well, I don't know if he re-injured it, probably the same injury. You said he after the game, out of the locker room, a quote from Ryan O'Halloran saying that he probably shouldn't have played, but he decided to play anyway. It was his decision. So another groin injury for Dan Scuda tonight.
He did say he didn't tear it off the bone, which is good.
That's positive, I guess. Yeah.
And Blake had a mysterious visit to the tunnel. Dehydration was
the best. He said, from the reporting out of the locker room tonight, said that he just had a bunch of Gatorade. No IV, so who knows. It's still a mysterious situation.
All right. Hey, look, as long as he's okay, got the job done, threw the game-winning touchdown pass, as it turned out. We'll deal with that.
We'll take it.
Yeah,
he can go wherever he wants to go.
Fluids for the next 10 days.
He can drink as much Gatorade as he wants, as long as he throws that touchdown.
355-NFL-1. Let's get out to St. Augustine Beach. Tim checking in next. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. Fellow Flagler alum. Tim.
Atta baby. There you go.
My God. Yeah, man. Driving back home, and going to be tired for work tomorrow, but well worth it. Number one, who cares about the record? How stoked is everybody to actually be still engaged at this part of November? So it's been a very long time to actually be in the mix and interested in the division. So I think everyone's pretty happy about that. At least the crowd out with is pretty happy about that. But you got that going for us, and then. But what happened to Hearns? I thought he was all right, and then he came out, didn't really do much tonight. Yeah. Ding up still.
4 targets, 3 catches, 19 yards. He's been banged up all year. I just don't know if they looked his way a lot. There was the one. What was that? Was it the along the sideline? Oh, I'm losing my mind now because it's so late. There was one that where – maybe I'm crazy. Never mind.
Are you thinking of somebody else, maybe? I don't know. I just felt like early on they wanted to establish a tight end. And they wanted – because, look, as much success as Hearns and Allen Robinson have had, teams are going to start to try to take those guys away, and that's going to open things up for the intermediate and the underneath guys. I thought they made it a point to come out and get Julius Thomas involved. And then, you know, look, Allen Robinson, pretty key cog in this game as well. He had a big game. Hearns not going to score every week, right? It just seemed like he was going to score every week. So I just chalk it up to, hey, sometimes you don't have the game flow just doesn't go your way. it's okay. You know, I don't think JP, I noticed anything with him not running well or anything like that.
No,
it's just one of those games. So. His number didn't get called a lot tonight, and you know, he made a couple of third down conversions, and you know, you pick up the W, you're happy with it. I think Allen Hurns has plenty of good football to be played in front of him this
Allen
year.
Allen Robinson had a nice night, though.
He did.
Five catches, 113, went up and got a couple of balls. And
That high-pointed ball.
That's unreal.
Because he snatched it. He was forced to. He body catches it still from time to time. But he went up and just snatched it with two hands. And then when he got clobbered from behind, well, he got two hands around the football. He was able to hang on to it. That was a big play down the field. And that's one where your quarterback is going to have more and more confidence every time you make a play like that, that he can throw up a 50-50 ball, because there's no defensive back that can go up with Allen Robinson. I mean, he's already taller than most of them, and he's got a sick vertical leap. And if he's going to hand catch it at the high point, you cannot stop that play if he can get his hands on it.
How about that at the short yardage goal line situation?
I'd take that. With you.
How about that?
At least one shot at that, right?
We'll see.
Tim, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kim, also in St. Augustine. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, man. What's up?
I'm a girl.
He called you man, girl. Kim.
Whoa, man. What's up?
But I'm an NFL fan, and here's the thing for me, because I've never been in a locker room as a girl on a football team. I mean, I've played a lot of field ball with my, you know, buddies, you know, growing up and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so I've never been in a chalkboard. I've never watched film. I don't have access to any of that. But I'm a huge football fan, and I'm a girl. So here's the thing. Bortles has a timing issue, and Jokel can't hold the left end of the line. And it's collapsing the O-line, and it's causing him to have to throw. I time him, Bortles. He has to throw within 3 seconds. That's just the NFL right now. So he's having to throw within 3 seconds, but he can't on, I don't know, maybe probably 40% of his throwing plays, because the left line is collapsing because Joko can't hold the damn line. And that's where it's collapsing. And we have so many great weapons now. I'm so excited for the win, by the way. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited.
If we take away the blowout loss with
New England,
the Patriots, you know, we're really in great. You know, we've only lost 4 games by a touchdown or less. I mean, we could be like 7-3. You know, we were right in there.
We're an eyelash away from 7-3.
It's frustrating.
That's one way
it?
To look at it. Yeah. Kim, we appreciate the call.
Thank you, old man.
And the breakdown. You do have to get rid of the ball quick sometimes in the NFL. The pocket was a little busy tonight for Blake Bortles, JP, at times. And hey, that's life in the big city, man. The pass protection's not going to be perfect for him. Fortunately, he's a big, strong guy. He's got some mobility, and he's able to get out of there and make some plays.
Are there still times, though, where he's getting out too early?
Yes, we talked about it during the game as we watched. I thought there were a couple of pockets that were fairly clean. It looked like the rush was coming, but it got picked up. And I think that's a natural byproduct of being in a pocket that collapses too much. The good thing about that is, unlike some of his predecessors, he still continues, even when he's scrambling out of there, he's keeping his eyes down the field and looking to make a play with his arm instead of just immediately taking off or, you know, dropping into a little fetal ball. So there you have it. Thank you, Kim, for the analysis tonight.
Let's take a timeout. FanDuel Scoreboard Show continues with your phone calls. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. About 25 minutes remaining to get them in. Jags win at 19-13. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Jags win at 19-13. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, your calls, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. The Jags are now 4-6, and the Texans and Colts are both playing Sunday, of course. We've said it throughout the postgame here. The Colts go into Atlanta. That's a team coming off a bye week, the Falcons. And the Colts don't have a quarterback right now. Andrew Luck is out with a lacerated kidney, and Philip Dorsett is also out for who knows how long with a broken leg, probably the rest of the year, for at least a handful of more weeks. So the Colts are depleted. They're going on the road to a team coming off a bye week. The Texans are at home, but they got the New York Jets and that defense coming in against T.J. Yates, a guy who finished the game in Cincinnati last week. They got the win and knocked the Bengals off for the first time this year. But certainly a little bit of an uneasy situation in Houston, too.
Opportunities there for both of their opponents. But Houston's defense played so well on Monday Night Football. That'll give them a puncher's chance if they can play as well once again. And this is a key game for Indy, because I think Hasselbeck is going to deteriorate the longer he has to play in consecutive weeks. Coming off a bye, this should be the best he plays, I think, the rest of the way. So if Atlanta can pull off the upset, I think Hasselbeck at his age, taking a beating week after week after week, is going to catch up to him. And I know he won those two games early in the season, but the more he's forced to play, I think the more his age is going to show for the Colts. So
that's good.
Falcons can get him this week. That's a big, big game from the Jaguar perspective. 355-NFL1. Let's get out to it. Matthew calling in from Toronto right now on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Matthew.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
What's up?
Dempsey, you've been on the radio since this morning when I was listening, and you're still somehow awake at 1 in the morning.
I am. My voice is getting a little shot, and I'll be back at it again at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
He's had 17 Pepsis.
I have had 17 and a half Pepsis. You're correct.
I commend you, but I also commend JP for being on the air this late into the night, and it keeps us out-of-towners still up and grinding rather than tuning over to, say, ESPN this time of night.
Awesome. Oh. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for watching.
Absolutely.
I don't know of any recent game where this team has lost the penalty battle. They've lost the turnover battle. They've lost third down conversion battle, if you say, and they lost time of possession. Yet they somehow win the game. So you count those four key, I guess you say, stats that you know Gus is going to run off. Four stats: time of possession, penalties, turnovers, and third down conversion, and they win a game. They had no business winning the game, but the key factor, special teams. Everyone's bitched, whined, what have you, and they win special teams. Myers, Anger's best game of the year. Anger's best game of the year.
Yes.
Albeit a few punts, but he didn't kick any into the end zone, got the timely ones off, and of course, Rashad Green, timely punt return, and special teams won the game. They set them up. They made the field goals, 4 for 4. Myers kicked his extra point. Can't believe I'm saying that, but 4 for 4 field goals, and Rashad set up that final drive, and special teams hung on and kept them in it. So I don't know what you guys have to think about that, but special teams, low-key under the radar, kept them in it, and no one wants to talk about that rather than defense didn't do this, offense didn't do that.
Hey, we picked Rashad Green for the player of the game, so yeah. We're watching that replay right now, by the way, on NFL Network, and it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Matthew, thank you for the call.
And that's a unit, though, that's been under the microscope, man. I mean, they've had coverage issues a lot of the year, substitution guys coming off and on at the wrong times, and, of course, the missed kicks are the most blatant thing. Anger, I don't think, has had his best season. In Gross, great.
I thought he did pretty well tonight.
But tonight, I mean, he's pinning them deep, angling kicks,
and the coverage got right on top of him. Even if it were a case where they broke away from the initial coverage guy, the rest of the team was there to contain them, and it was less than a double digit gain. I thought Myers, not only the accuracy on the field goals, which is key, you got to make your kicks. If you got that strong leg, accuracy obviously is key, but he was kicking it through the end zone with the exception of the one, and he got away with that one, that funky line drive that bounced over the return man's head into the end zone for a touchback. So with the exception of that one, JP, I thought he nailed the kickoffs pretty well tonight as well. Matthew, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening all day.
Toronto.
As well. Not bad. Let's go to Brandon on 95 South, heading the opposite direction. What's up, Brandon? How are you?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? The four quickest positive things you've heard all night. First of all, you guys rock. Second of all, as a dang Gator, how about them Knowles showing up for the deck? Rashad and Telvin doing work on the field. Defense, and then that punt return. Third of all, as last name Robinson, how about them Robinson boys always showing up? And fourth of all, the Jags are finally finding a way to win. And, hey, I'll accept it however we can get it. I'll leave you with that.
Good points.
Hey, Brandon, thank you. Look, that is the power of the gold uniforms. It is bringing together Gator fans with Seminole players on the field and recognizing in the unity for the teal, black, and gold. It's a beautiful thing.
You are so full of it, Mike.
I thought, Brandon, that was a touching tribute.
Point number one.
Yeah, point number one led off and set us up very nicely. Brandon, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging in there. Have a good night. Let's get one before we break, and we'll take a couple more on the other side as well. Darren, on the south side, you're next up on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Darren. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Man, I got just a little bit of voice left, man. I called in last week. I am so freaking stoked. It was an awesome game tonight. I won primetime show tonight. Look here. It was a great win. It was awesome. And for the boneheads that got up and started leaving after Bortles threw the interception, you know, the team, this young team just said, we're coming to get you, Tennessee. We're coming back. We're coming back. I don't care through penalties, through whatever. We're coming back, and we're going to get you tonight. And, I mean, they just kept on. And this team is building resilience. You know, I called in last week, and I said, I'm not mad. I'm not happy, but, it's acceptable. We'll take the win like last week, but that was just 4 days ago, man. And when that punt was a line drive, Mike, I immediately jumped up and started screaming, Rashad, take it back. I love it, guys. Enjoy the show. I'm still rocking on Go Jags.
Yeah, I love it, Darren. Thank you, buddy. And that's, look. Chaps is back on the Gus bus.
That's right? Good. Positive.
Darren went from, all right, we'll take it to, we're going to win some of these ugly games. I mean, this is the beauty of winning a few games, JP. And I here's what I don't get. The person who called in earlier said the guy in front of him left at the six-minute mark. You played it out for 54 minutes. It's a one-possession
game. Maybe he's
going to
work
game.
Tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe
hang out, man. Finish it out. You know, be tired at work tomorrow.
You'll know it's changed when Alfie turns. That's the next step.
I'm not holding my breath just yet.
We'll come back with more of your calls. 355-NFL-1. Final couple of calls. The fifth quarter with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up. If you don't get in here, you can get in with those guys. Final segment of the FanDuel Scoreboard Show after this on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
We believe in victory!
We believe in victory! Hey. 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 We believe in victory!
Hey. Hey. Great job, man.
Man, I tell you what. Awesome, awesome. The will of this team. The will of this team, man. You don't flinch. You don't flinch. I tell you, there's so many stories. We said some, there's going to be stories that take place. You guys have an unbelievable culture, and it was made by you guys. You guys did it, and now you own it, and you keep protecting it. I can tell it means something to you, man. Keep it going now. Keep it tight out three. One, two, three.
Keep it tight.
There's Gus Bradley in the locker room, courtesy of Jaguars.com. Check out all the post-game content on the Jags website right now. After the Jags went on Thursday Night Football 19-13 over the Tennessee Titans, that's pretty darn cool. When you win,
when it comes infrequently, I know there's some fans out there who are like, all right, enough of the rah-rah college stuff. You know, you got to win more. But if they're gonna win, if they're gonna win a little bit more frequently, I think people can come back around and get used to that and be okay with it. They certainly like it; it's their thing. I don't think they're gonna stop doing it. So.
If you win a whole lot more, then it'll just kind of naturally go away. That kind of stuff
maybe.
Will probably filter. Maybe. We'll
I
see.
Don't know. You Who knows? No problem believing in victory if you win six in a row, JP.
Let's believe.
All right, let's get out. Last couple of calls here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. John is traveling home to West Palm, and he's checking in here on the Scoreboard Show. What's up, John?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, JP.
Good morning.
I just want to first of all say I used to be a season ticket holder for about 10 years, and after I retired from the Navy and moved to Pennsylvania, I wasn't able to be a season ticket holder anymore. But got some tickets through the USO, and I just want to say what an amazing job that the Jaguars do giving back to the military, and giving back to the whole area, but really to the military and what they do there. So that's the first thing I wanted to point out. And then the question I have is the incomplete pass, I guess, but thought it was a catch to a fumble. They didn't really show a very good replay in the stadium. What was the TV copy replay, and was it a catch, or did they actually make the right call there?
I think they made the right call. I think it was just a little short of having it enough time. Right, you know the one we're talking about, the Tennessee, Walker? I don't think it was Walker. Had it in the middle of the field, and he was kind of catching it and turning, and they popped it out, and Evans would have ran it in for a touchdown
Play. That's the right call.
I think they made the right call. Who was that, Tony?
I can't remember who it was. It looked a lot like the Daniel Fells play from last Sunday night for the Cardinals and Odell Beckham. This idea of when do you become a runner in the NFL is kind of a weird idea.
The part of it is that when you become a runner, it's a judgment call for the officiating crew. That's the new part of it, is the establishment of when you become a runner. That's the new thing this year. So, by the rule, I think that was the right call.
By the way, speaking of the Jags and the military, the Salute to Service game is the next game, right, on the 29th against San Diego. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on with that. I will try to dig up, if I can, the website you can go to find out some more information about that. You know which one I'm talking about, JP?
We'll get you to that.
You dig that one up, and let's see if we can pop Keith and Arlington on board here on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Hey, guys. Just excited. Just excited. Woke the whole house up. Woke the kids up. But you know what? It was worth it. Long-time Jags fan. I'm just so excited. I know we have to talk about the X's and the O's and the what was right and what was wrong. But there's no margin of victory. It's just win, baby. And to win two in a row, first time in a long time, it's just awesome. And heard you giving out love to the FSU. Even Gators giving out love to FSU. Well, how about a dog fan giving some love to Avery Jones?
That'll work.
And I'll take it off the air. Love the Jags, man. Thanks.
Yeah, Avery's playing some good ball too now.
It's the 904 melting pot.
It is.
It's what we are.
We bring
them all
to
everybody. SEC, ACC, throw a little Big Ten in there. Yeah. We'll take some Pac-12.
We'll take FCS schools too.
We'll take it. If you can play, we'll take you. Get on the bus, JP.
Everybody's
honestly, we work in this building every day. We talk about this a lot. We want them to win. You know what I mean? And we try to be as professional about our analysis of it as we can. But in the end, we're sitting in here cheering our heads off as the game's coming down to the final few minutes. And I am just so looking forward to the next 10 days and however many broadcasts, six more Jaguars Today shows before the Jags take the field again. And I look forward to basking in the glow of victory Friday. Well, it is Friday.
Yeah.
And what are we, eight and a half hours from now? Be back at it with Tony tomorrow morning.
On that note, we'll call it a night.
Shall we?
How about that? You mentioned next week, or not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after. It's week 12, and the San Diego Chargers will be at Everbank Field November 29th, a 1 o'clock kickoff. The Jags are on a mission to fill Everbank Field with local veterans and active duty military and their families for the Salute to Service game that day. Thank our hometown heroes and contribute today at JaguarsSaluteToService.com. Tony Smith, the producer, Linda Fortunato on the phones. Mike, well done. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got it, buddy.
See you in a few hours.
See you today.
We'll see you today. For Mike Dempsey and everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for listening. Jaguars win it 19-13. The fifth quarter with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up next. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.